What's up, everybody? Happy New Year. Welcome to the DK Show. And this episode is called You're Chilling Too Much, all right? You're chilling too much. You gotta have zero chill. Why this episode? Okay, I'll tell you why. Because often people ask me around the times when, you know, society tells you, you need to chill out, you need to relax, you need to de-stress and just relax. I never know what to say in those conversations. I feel like an asshole if I'm like, I don't need to chill, I don't need to relax, I don't want to chill and I don't want to relax and I don't want to de-stress. I don't have enough stress to have to de-stress. I don't want to do any of those things. You can chill. I'm going to be over here having zero chill. I can't relax. This is probably a trait of highly ambitious people. Now, this is why they say ambition could potentially be a curse. For me, it's not a curse, it's a blessing. Why? Because I'm too interested and I'm too curious in what we could create if we put all of ourselves into something. And time is so precious to me. It's like you hear this everywhere, constantly people talking about time. When I'm talking about what can we create is the sum of how much creative energy that we can pour into the time that we have. And for me, I just want to see where I can go if I pour all of it in. And I don't know, I have this positive cycle of momentum that when I'm not chilling and my days are from top to bottom and I'm busy and I'm going, like I feel energized by that. I don't need to de-stress at the end of the day. You might need to de-stress at the end of the day. In fact, I used to have to de-stress at the end of the day, back in the day, and then I stopped caring about what people thought about me because a lot of people had a lot of opinions, right? Especially in an organization with 6,000 people, not all of them are on your side all the time. Now, the vast majority are, and the vast majority of our organization is amazing, but there are some that aren't here anymore because we just didn't see eye to eye, and that's okay. I had no chill and they had a lot of chill. And so if you're ambitious, you might scare away people that aren't. So if you don't need to de-stress and you're like me and relaxing makes you tired, like literally relaxing, laying down, not trying to not think about stuff, it makes me tired. I feel sluggish if I'm sitting around too much. Now, with that being said, do I ever take breaks? Yeah, I take breaks for sure, but it's not relaxing. I'm actually doing something I'm taking a break, but I'm doing it with intention to gain clarity on what I need to do when I get back to make that time and that creative energy even more productive. It's not just stopping time and chilling out. Okay, so if you want to create something that really impacts people's life, that makes their life more wonderful, then the amount of time that you spend toward that craft is really gonna matter. Now, I'll tell you this, that a lot of people will look up to me nowadays and say, hey, what you're doing is amazing. I'd like to do something like you one day. And I'm like, great. You're no different than me. I'm no different than you. The only difference between myself and other people is they have way less like ambition and they have way more chill than I do. That's the only thing I can think of. And what do I mean by chill? I just mean urgency. I just mean like, there's an urgency that I try to consistently consistently embody because I believe that when you consistently embody anything over a long period of time, like the more you act a certain way, the more of that way becomes then your personality. So for an example, like if you have a thought and that thought is like, let's take on one spectrum to say like I'm amazing. Okay, so I have one thought that says I'm amazing, and I actually wake up every day and tell myself I'm amazing. Well, I start to look amazing. When I start looking amazing, I start to feel amazing. If I start to feel amazing, I start to get confidence. If I start to get confidence, other people start to gravitate toward me. If I start to have other people gravitate toward me, well, then maybe I can become a leader. Well, if I become a leader, then maybe what's on my heart and my mind can manifest into something amazing, right? So there's this cascading effect to like, I'm amazing. My thought that I have creates the experience that I have of life, and that experience then reinforces who I am as a person, which reinforces my personality. Now, if I go the opposite way and I say, I'm stupid, well, then I'm going to do the exact same thing in the opposite way. And so the only thing that makes me different that I can put my pin down is that my urgency is this manufactured urgency over time, to where the more I thought we could be good at something, the more we were, the more we attract people that were good at it also, and the better we got, and the better we got, and the better we got. So it all stemmed back just with that blind confidence to say, oh, you guys need somebody that actually takes care of people in this industry. Oh, 70% of this country is obese or overweight, but fitness is quote unquote everywhere. Oh, you need a leader? Oh, okay, well, here's my hand, pick me, I'll do that for you. Well, why wouldn't I? Because I believed in myself, so why wouldn't I raise my hand and say that? If you're confident enough to raise your hand and say, hey, follow me, people will follow you. And people will continue to follow you as long as you act morally and ethically, and you are consistently who you say you are. And when you are wrong, you call yourself out and you make corrections. Humility, okay? So how do we actually manifest? How do we do this? Like, how do you, if you feel like what I'm saying to you is maybe annoying you a little bit, or it's maybe lit up something in your mind, like maybe you're chilling too much, or maybe you don't like the message. That means you're probably chilling too much. And you don't want to, though. Like, that's the thing. Do you want to? Because if you want to, be my guest. I have nothing against that, but I don't think you're here because you want to chill. I think you're here because you want to get shit done. And so, you know, in order to do that, you need to put yourself in an environment with other people that are getting shit done. And if I can put a little bit of pressure on you to say, hey, you're chilling too much, stop listening to people that demonize hard work. You know, I had a couple people on a post I made a few weeks ago that were just basically saying, okay, well, I made a message, and the message was, hey, if you're going to get a promotion in 2024, then you need to do a little bit more, a little bit longer, a little bit harder. Okay? I said a little bit. I was talking about 50 hours a week. All right? Because I said you should be working 50 hours a week, not 40 hours a week, if you want a promotion, all of a sudden people start saying that I'm pushing toxic hustle culture. And I'm like, I worked 50 hours a week before Wednesday morning, right? And I'm not toxic at all. What we're actually doing here is we're passionate about working hard because we love who it makes us become. Because when we can work hard and we can challenge ourselves, we create more confidence. When we create more confidence, we get an opportunity to have people want to be around us and want to be led by us. And so if you are somebody that doesn't want these things, and you want to do the least but get the most, then you might think 50 hours a week is a toxic recommendation. You're chilling too much. That's okay. If you don't want those things, I would never suggest that you should get those things. I just probably am not the person that you should be taking advice from, because I value productivity. I see what burn is doing for people in their lives. It's not because I value productivity because I value money. That's stupid and adolescent, and it's not my DNA. If you know me for any amount of time, you know that profit is a means to make sure that we can continue to impact the world and make the world a better place. And if you're inside of my head and my interactions and my experience on a daily basis, and you're interacting with people that say, DK, you, Burn, the gym, my trainers, you guys saved my life. I was going to cut my wrist open, and I did not because of this place, because I found a place where I belong, and people that actually appreciate me for who I am. They've taught me that I'm worthy, and they've taught me that I can do anything if I can do the Burn Bootcamp workouts. I can do anything, right? And so if that is what's on the line, wouldn't it be morally and ethically wrong of me to not push as hard as I can, to not try to help as many of those people as I possibly can? Tell me what is toxic about that. Okay, so now you have to like actually let the rubber meet the road. So the rubber meets the road on your daily list. I talk about the get shit done list all the time. I got it all the time. I actually got a brand new one. Ooh, check it out. Brand new fresh notebook. I got a big podcast day today. 1/3/24. A fresh new notebook. 24 right at the beginning. This is about my 43rd notebook. And every one of these pages, maybe not every one of these pages because I doodle and draw and think with my pen a lot. But every 3 or 4 or 5 pages, you're gonna find a get shit done list for the next day. And I like to put everything on here, okay? So it's like, what's the hardest thing I can do that day? Okay, let's do that first. Usually that's working out. Usually that's like sauna, cold plunge, like the personal thing. Like, dude, I do not almost ever want to get in the cold plunge ever. So let's do that first, okay? Then we can do hard things throughout the day. But I'm putting fun things that I want to do on there too. I think people forget that. You know, working hard and not relaxing and thinking about your business or what you're interested in all the time is obsession. It's not toxicity. It's being obsessed. And if that obsession can do good for other human beings, I don't see how too much of it is a bad thing. So I'm trying to put as many things on my list as I can get done for that day, big, small, little. But I do prioritize them by what I can do and what I have to do and what other people can do, so that I do prioritize and make sure that I'm getting what I have to get done that day. But dude, I'll get to the end of the day and I'll go back through and there'll be 4 or 5 things that I just, dude, I needed to do these. I got them out of the way. I'll write them down after the fact and then I'll cross them off immediately just because it feels good. It feels good to be productive. It feels good to do things, to make a promise to yourself and then to keep it. So if that's toxic, I don't know how then somebody is happy giving minimum effort and expecting maximum return. I don't see the ethic or the moral in that. So, let's see. So let's land the plane here. Okay. So yeah, I go hard and fast on my biggest, most scary object, the biggest barrier in the day, and then knock off a bunch of things. And if you want to do the same, if you want to grow something that people actually care about, you will not get there by doing the least. You will need to do the most, and you will need to not only work harder and smarter. Oh, you know what? I have a couple billionaire friends now because I'm successful and I can reach out to billionaires and they are like, "Hey, what you're doing is cool. I'd love to help you. I see myself in you." So I'm gonna read you something one of my friends told me. And I said, "Hey," I said, "I'm coming for you." That's what I said. Because we're competitive. So I'm like, "I'm coming for you." Let me find it. Okay. All right, yeah. Okay. Okay, so I asked him. I said, "Hey, when you were 35, how far along were you?" And he said, "No idea." I said, "Bullshit. Do you not just tell anyone? I'm sure you had some idea." I said, "I need a heat check for myself in my mid-30s. I want to do what you've done. And it's super inspiring to me that you've helped so many people. You know, you're ahead of where I was. I didn't start doing the thing until my 40s." I said, "Okay, well then what are 2 or 3 key things you controlled that led to your company getting so large and impactful?" And these are the things he said. "Work harder and longer than anyone else. Number one. Number two, don't go shopping. Time to build wealth, not spend it. And number three, the smartest people know what they don't know and know how to lean on experts in those areas. And then I said, I'll do it. So coming from, you know, a person much more successful than me, it is just about that. It is just about your willingness to work hard, to work long, to do difficult things, to do that day after day after day after day after day, and to make little to no progress for long periods of time, and oftentimes have to actually work harder on the days where you know you're going to wake up tomorrow and take a step back because of the environment that you're in. So if you want to build something great, you can't have too much chill. People say, DK, you need to chill. I'm like, y'all, please stop asking me to chill or when I relax or if I need downtime or if I need to reset. I need none of those things. Zero chill. Okay, that's the podcast for today, everybody. Listen, we're gonna keep evolving the show. I'm gonna bring on a special co-host at some point here very, very soon. We are building a new set. We're building a new studio. And I'm really excited at the future of this. I'm gonna bring on some guests for you guys. I'm not gonna go anywhere solo. But for those of you who have been here for years through the 300 plus episodes that we have, thank you for being here. Appreciate you guys. If you're somebody that wants to build something great, have no chill, zero chill. Two claps on two. One, two. I'm just warming up. I'm just getting started. I was going hard. Now I'm going harder. I was going hard. Now I'm going harder. I was going hard. Now I'm going harder.